Blackstone Audio presents The Seascape Tattoo by Larry Niven and Stephen Barnes. This book is read by James Patrick Cronin. To my copious array of cousins and their descendants, Larry Niven. To Fritz Leiber and Robert E. Howard, the dreams you shared were more golden than the treasures your heroes pursued, more magical than the sorcerers they slew. Stephen Barnes.
1. The Taxman. Because their city sprawled out along a desert coastline, Mannheimians always seemed surprised and unprepared when water fell from the sky. They rarely cobbled their side streets and seemed not to know how to control their carts and horses in muddy thoroughfares. Eros's men grumbled in low voices as they struggled through the muck. Near the Happy Mermaid, they gathered in little clumps, then one big clump. Each carried a bulging sack on his back or shoulders, each leaving a weapon hand free. They moved inside, found an empty table in the kitchen, and began dumping what they had. Fat Mal had a goat. Tor One Eye had three kinds of potatoes. Eros the Aztec had brought finger-sized bananas, two great bunches. Carpote, the inn's owner, came down the stairs grinning.
"Eros, more free fare for my folk?"
"Free if you'll serve us drink."
"Your first round is free, taxman, and of course my clients will know who to thank."
Eros nodded more or less happily. He'd get no better. It was a good exchange. Taxmen needed friends. Tor had picked them a table, a big one. Eros's dozen men took benches and proceedings for the accounting and dispersal of tax money. Eros, once a thief, had become one of the five major tax collectors in the kingdom of Quilia. He was Azteca by birth. His bloodline had gifted him with swarthy skin, straight black hair, and piercingly direct black eyes. He was a tall, broad man, whose size and strength were often underestimated, until it was too late to retreat. He was too obtrusive to pick a pocket, but when he scowled, more than one citizen had simply handed him their purse from an instinctive wish to avoid trouble. It was helpful in his new role. He looked around once, as men left off drinking to raid Eros's bananas. They'd know where those came from, and when Carpote baked the potatoes and bell peppers and the goat, they'd know to thank the taxmen. A good bargain. You couldn't always collect coins. Some families had to pay...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?